Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 1778. All right, today we're going to reset the media calendar for the run-up to the Rise of Skywalker. And why not set it for The Mandalorian as well? Let's go. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode, where we are going to reset the media calendar, meaning specifically that there are a number of events that happen in the promotion of a Star Wars movie, or at least tend to happen in the promotion of a Star Wars movie, sort of the major milestones. And the last time you and I looked at this was nearly 300 episodes ago, actually. It was episode number 1,400. And so at the time we were 515 days away from the last, The Rise of Skywalker be coming out. So I guess do the math, 217 days left. Yeah, that sounds about right. Anyway, so we're on the cusp of one of the next big media milestones, which is one of the reasons why I thought to bring this to your attention, and that would be Vanity Fair's summer 2019 issue. Generally speaking, with the saga movies, that issue has featured something about Star Wars on the cover, whether it was The Last Jedi or The Force Awakens before it. And so there's every reason to think that sometime in the next 2 weeks or so, the new Vanity Fair will drop and it will have something Star Wars related on its cover and a very large cover story thereof. It's a little tricky to target the date exactly, considering that that issue covers 2 months. It covers their June and July issues. The May issue of Vanity Fair came out on April 28th, or at least that was the newsstand date that I had seen. So you can kind of try to guess May 28th, but it could go a little bit further. I can tell you that the Wayback Archive is saying that it was June 5th that last year's summer issue came out. So yeah, let's say by the first week of June, we're getting the Vanity Fair cover, all right? So that is your milestone number one to look forward to. Sometime in the next month, we're getting Vanity Fair, which in the last few iterations of saga movies has been a very cool affair for all of us Star Wars fans. And then in July, we get San Diego Comic-Con. Now, the last three Star Wars movies have not had any major panel situations at SDCC. It was only The Force Awakens that had a big deal happen there. And that's not to say that they didn't do anything at San Diego Comic-Con. No, there have been displays and there have been bits of information that have come out from SDCC, but yeah. All we know for sure is that Bob Iger has said that Disney Plus will have some sort of presence there, which suggests that they'll do something related to The Mandalorian there, and also potentially to the Marvel series as well, because it would make sense for that. And the same goes for D23, the big Disney expo that happens from August 23rd to 25th. That's supposed to have another significant Disney Plus presence there too, and so you can imagine that they'll do something about The Mandalorian there. Last time with D23, which was in 2017, they had a big thing for Galaxy's Edge. They didn't do a heck of a lot for The Last Jedi. So yeah, it's hard to guess at what might happen between the two, but it sounds like, based on Bob Iger's comments, that Disney Plus itself is going to be represented in some fashion at SDCC and D23, and so that bodes well for The Mandalorian. As far as The Rise of Skywalker, well, wouldn't it be nice if they did what they did with J.J. Abrams and The Force Awakens and gave us a behind-the-scenes reel like they did at SDCC back in 2015? Yeah, we've got another, I guess it'll be 2 months now before we get to SDCC, before we see if that actually comes true. And then in August, we usually get the fall movie preview from Entertainment Weekly. And in past years, Star Wars has managed to land the cover for that. And usually Anthony Breznican is writing a whole passel of stories for that issue. It's not just, you know, the one cover story. There'll be, you know, five or six different in-depth things that'll come out over the course of a week online and will, you know, be available in the actual physical magazine itself. And so that's another date, and that usually comes out toward the end of August. And then it turns out that Force Friday is not happening in September like it happened in previous years. No, instead it is actually happening on the first Friday in October. And we are supposed to get stuff not only for The Rise of Skywalker, but also for The Mandalorian and also for Jedi Fallen Order. That's going to be interesting because they haven't done that before, but... we've talked about the Triple Force Friday stuff, at least from the Rise of Skywalker side, on a previous episode, so I won't belabor that one for you. I'll just simply say that I believe it's October 4th is the date that we're watching for that. And before we get too far ahead into October, let's roll back a little bit and talk about September and the fall TV issue of Entertainment Weekly. So things are a little weird these days because of streaming services. Obviously, they don't follow the same sort of calendar as your garden variety TV networks go. And so whether The Mandalorian shows up in the fall TV preview, well, yeah, it's not a guarantee, but it seems like a good enough place for it because it's supposed to come out on November 12th with the whole debut of the Disney Plus streaming service. And the other big holiday issue, the other big, you know, entertainment issue that Entertainment Weekly does, doesn't come out until right around Thanksgiving. So that way they can get it into the airports as people are traveling, which would put it after the debut of The Mandalorian and of the Disney Plus streaming service. So yeah, I find it unlikely to be in that one. I think that is another one that will go to The Rise of Skywalker. I know I said I was gonna wait for October and then I jumped into November, but you know, stick with me. Rolling it back to September, The Mandalorian appearing in the fall TV preview seems like a natural place for it. Wouldn't it be nice if it snagged its own cover? Yeah, I think so. In fact, ultimately, I think Disney Plus, as the launch of the streaming service, might gain its own cover in November in alignment with the actual release of the streaming service, too. It seems like it's a big enough deal, and they're going to be launching with enough brand new content that they might consider dedicating the bulk of an issue to it. And so, the thing I'm avoiding saying in October is because we've been burned on this topic once or twice before, but you know what? We're gonna go for it anyway. So I'll explain what I mean by that in just a moment here. Stay tuned. Hey there. If you're enjoying all the coverage that I'm bringing you from Star Wars Celebration and what I do every single day for you at Star Wars 7x7, I hope you'll consider putting something in the tip jar at patreon.com/SW7X7. $1, $3.27, $5.01 or more. Honestly, every little bit helps and every little bit is just as exciting as every other little bit. Please consider supporting me in the work of delivering Star Wars stories and interviews to you on a daily basis at patreon.com/SW7X7. Welcome back. All right, so the thing that we've been burned on in the past is trailers. For Rogue One, when they did April, then they did August, and then they did October. So there is a chance that we could be getting an August one, but the way they played that first one so close to the vest, I'm not so sure. I would actually sooner vote for the behind-the-scenes reel idea for San Diego Comic-Con than for an actual August release. And so that brings us to October. And I will say that this one has been pretty regular. It's been pretty clockwork-like in terms of the last couple of releases, at least. So Columbus Day Monday, that would be October 14th of 2019. That is the date that you're going to be circling on your calendar because, the Lions are playing the Packers on Monday Night Football. And so this is actually going to continue an interesting tradition because in 2017, it was the Vikings and the Bears on Monday Night Football on Columbus Day Monday, where they showed the Last Jedi trailer, the last of the Last Jedi trailers. And so this seems to be the date when it was the Lions and the Packers, just making sure. Lions and Packers on Monday Night Football on October 14th. And during the halftime show, that is more than likely when we will see the last trailer for The Rise of Skywalker. So there you go. There's your media calendar reset for big promotional dates in the run-up to The Rise of Skywalker. And that is going to do it for this episode as well. Thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.